This episode of Dean Bakari's Meaningful Show is brought to you by Flashbooks, where you can get best-selling business and self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to in under 20 minutes. To learn more and get started for just a buck today, visit www.getflashnotes.com. Welcome to the Meaningful Show podcast, where every single week we work to bring you an inspiring insight, idea, or interview to help you live better, work better, and be better both in life and in business. Brought to you by MeaningfulHQ.com, we've got one very simple goal here on this show, and that is to help you do more of what matters and less of what doesn't. I'm your host, Dean Bakari, and if you're ready, then I'm ready. So let's get into it. One half of knowing what you want is actually knowing what you got to give up before you get it, right? One half of knowing what you want is knowing what you got to give up before you get it. And a lot of times people email me or ask me questions about, hey man, give me some productivity hacks. What are some things I can do to get more stuff done, dude? What do I need to do? What are some life hacks? And they always ask, what do I need to do? But they never think, hey, what do I need to drop? What are some things that I need to stop doing, right? What's a not to do list that I need to create for myself in order to boost my productivity, in order to get more things done, in order to become more efficient? And so that's what we're going to talk about in today's episode. Specifically, what we're going to talk about are the four thieves of productivity, the things that you must avoid at all cost if you want to maximize your effectiveness. So let's just dive right in, baby. No dilly-dallying. Let's just get right into it with the first thief of productivity. The first thing you need to avoid at all cost in order to maximize your levels of productivity and become as effective as possible, get more things done, both in life and in business. And that number one rule is the inability to say no. As a rule of thumb, right, you should avoid saying yes to most things unless they're connected in some way, shape, or form to your most important goals. Right? If you're afraid of saying no to somebody because it might hurt their feelings, come up with a way to say it in a way that you're comfortable with saying it. So one little piece of advice that Seth Godin gives with regard to saying no is this, it's a little quote that I pulled from him here. You can say no with respect. You can say no promptly. You can say no with a lead to someone who might say yes. But just saying yes because you can't bear the short-term pain of saying no is not going to help you do the work. Love that. Love that. Oftentimes, the only reason why we say yes to somebody is because we're afraid of saying no to them. And that, in turn, compounded over time, prevents you from doing the things that you really need to get done. Because think about it. Every time you say yes to someone else, to something that's less of a priority to you, then you're effectively saying no to what is a priority to you. When you say yes to something that doesn't matter, then you're saying no to something that does. You're saying no to the opportunity to work on your dreams, to crush your goals, to get that big project done that you've been procrastinating on. So the inability to say no, right, is the number one thief of productivity. Now, it doesn't mean say no to everything. Don't become a no person, but you know, say yes to the stuff that matters most to you, that's meaningful to you, right, and the people that are meaningful to you. But you know, consider saying no more often, especially to stuff that doesn't really matter or contribute to your overall well-being. So, number one is the inability to say no. Number two is the fear of chaos. The fear of chaos. What does that mean? What that basically means is this. Shit happens. Messes occur. People get angry. They're going to be mad at you. These things happen. You know, you get into arguments with people in your personal life, people in your professional life. But that doesn't mean that you got to give up on whatever it is that you're working on, that you got to give up on your goals. You got to give up on whatever it is that you need to get done. Chaos is a natural thing, baby. Chaos happens. In fact, the more you focus on what you want, the more you focus on success, the more chaos you're probably going to get. And you know what? That's totally cool. It's totally okay. In fact, problems, they're a wonderful thing. Chaos is a wonderful thing because when you got problems, when you got chaos, it means you're taking action. You're doing more things. You're being as productive as you can possibly be. You're making stuff happen. And you know what? You can't grow without action, can you? And the more action you take, the more problems you're going to face. And one of the biggest differences between productive people versus unproductive people is this. When productive people come across a problem, they keep going, baby. They keep moving. They take action. But when unproductive people come across a problem, what do? They stagnate. They stop. They freeze. So how do you solve that? You create time blocks. That's the number one way to prevent the fear of chaos from just kind of just closing in on you, right? And just crushing you and preventing you from being productive. You create time blocks to control the chaos in your life and remain as productive as possible. And you use these time blocks to work on your most important projects, and you want to protect them. You want to protect them with your life. To give you an example, right, of a time block. So a time block for me is every morning, no matter what, I spend at least 1 hour reading between the hours of 8 a.m. and 9 a.m., no matter what, period. So I'm out of the gym, I'm done doing my journaling, I've finished up my morning routine, and then after that, to kind of transition into my workday, I sit down, I grab a book, and I read for 1 hour. And that's a time block. That's a small example of a time block. Another example of a time block is what Cal Newport calls deep work, right? So he recommends blocking off 4 hours or whatever period of time that you're comfortable with. Ideally, for me, it's four, between a set schedule, a routine every single day. So from 9 to 1 p.m., from 9 to noon, or whatever time that works for you, that you can optimize, you know, your energy levels and your ability to focus on your most important thing, your highest sort of your peak moment throughout the day, which is different for everybody. But for most people, they operate at their peak in the morning time. I'm one of those people. I operate my peak in the morning time. So for me, as soon as I'm done reading, after that, from 9 to 1 p.m., that's my deep work time block. Right. And that's when I focus. That's when I focus on one singular project and the next actions that I need to take in order to move that project forward. And I don't focus on anything else. I don't have any other windows open. I don't have any other. My phone is on silent. It's on do not disturb. It's, and in fact, sometimes I just put it, even because when it's on vibrate, I just put that bad boy on the carpet. I don't even want to hear it. Right. And so I have that away from me, away from my purview. I don't have any other windows open. I'm just focusing on what I need to focus on, whether that's recording a podcast, whether that's narrating an audiobook summary, whether that's writing an article, whether that's, you know, interviewing somebody, whatever it is, I focus on that thing and that thing only throughout my time block. Cool. Number three is poor health habits. That's the third thief of productivity, poor health. Especially poorly managed energy is one of the most underestimated thieves of productivity. Your health, your success, they're intertwined with one another. They depend on one another to survive, to thrive, to expand, to grow, to live over the long run, right? For maximum energy management and for maximum productivity, you got to plan your days to include the following four things. Spiritual energy, physical energy, emotional energy, mental energy. How do you do that? So for spiritual energy, that's your own thing, your own belief system, your faith. Some people meditate, some people journal, some people go walking outside, some people do a religious activity of some kind, some people just sit there and think about something, right, that matters to them, and that's how they tap into their spiritual energy. Some people just get grateful, right? You want an instant way to tap into your spiritual energy? Get grateful. Get grateful. That'll boost your energy up so fast. It'll prevent you from thinking negative. It'll prevent you from thinking about things that you, you know, perhaps negative thoughts that maybe you can't do this, you can't achieve that, you can't, you know, succeed at whatever it is you're trying to succeed at. If you just get grateful, that'll eliminate a lot of negativity from your life real quick, real quick. And the second piece here was physical energy. And for that, you know, you want to eat right, you want to exercise regularly, you want to sleep sufficiently. And number three, for emotional energy, you want to tap into your network of family and friends, right? You want to spend time with them, relationships. And then finally, mental energy, set goals, plan, and calendar time blocks, your most important goals and projects for, you know, the tapping into your mental energy as well as for business energy. Number four, the fourth and final thief of productivity is when your environment does not support your goals. So did you know that if one of your close friends, right, becomes obese, you're going to be 57% more likely to become obese too? It's crazy, right? If one of your best buddies starts getting fat, then you're 57% more likely to also become fat. And this is because the people we see and spend time with most tend to set our standards for us, right? If you look up the law of averages and you'll find out what I'm talking about. So the way to solve this, the solution here is get your game up, baby. Raise your standards. Listen to Oprah's advice. Surround yourself only with people who are going to lift you higher. So that's what she says. So, you know, and you can find a million different quotes on this. You can find a million different pieces of advice on this worded in different ways, written about in different ways. But the bottom line is if your environment is not supportive of your goals, then you're going to have a tough time achieving them regardless of what arena you're playing in. So that is the fourth and final thief of productivity. And another quick piece that I really want you to keep in mind here before we recap this and call it a day. You know, at any single moment in time, there can only be one single thing, right? One single thing. And when that one thing is in line with your purpose, and when that one thing sits atop your priorities, it is going to be the most productive possible thing that you can do to launch yourself toward the best possible life that you can live. Remember, actions build upon actions. Habits build upon habits. And success builds upon success. But it starts with that one domino. And you can only knock over one domino at a time. Of course, you can just go just blaze the whole set of dominoes and knock them all over sideways and just spread them throughout the table and go crazy. But that's not going to get you anywhere, is it? You want that big energy effect, that big impact where they compound and they really launch you upwards towards success. You want to knock one over at a time. Boom. Clean. And then close that and get to the next one. And close that loop and then get to the next one. Right? One thing at a time. Focus all your energy. You know, you take a magnifying glass and you go outside and you just walk around with it. You wave it around on a sunny day. You're not going to get much from it. But if you take that magnifying glass, you crack an egg, throw it on hot black asphalt, and then you hold that magnifying glass over it, right underneath where the sun is directing its rays, you'll cook that bad boy in a minute. You'll cook it real quick. So that's an example of harnessing, right? Harnessing energy. And directing it. So harness your energy, direct it by singular focus, the power of singular focus. And remember, the four thieves of productivity and the fact that you got to avoid those bad boys at all possible costs. Number one, the inability to say no. Number two, the fear of chaos. Number three, having poor health habits. And finally, number four, when your environment does not support your goals. It's Dean. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. If you found this episode inspiring, or if anything else you've heard on the show has helped you or made an impact on your life in any way, I'd really appreciate it if you showed me a little love with a quick review over on iTunes or on whichever podcast platform you tune into the show on. Every single review helps us reach and inspire more people to live like they give a damn. Listen, if you've got self-help questions of your own that you'd like me to answer live on the podcast, hit me up over at meaningfulhq.com. You can submit them over on the contact page, or you can just shoot your questions directly to me at questions@deanbakari.com. Thanks again so much for subscribing, sharing, and tuning into the show. I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's because of you and tens of thousands of other listeners from around the world tuning in every single week, week after week, day after day, that we are able to continue creating content to help you crush it and make an impact in your life and at work. So thank you for being part of this and continuing to share the podcast with your friends, your family, and anyone else you think it could help. Until next time, this is Dean Bakari telling you to go out there every single day and live like you give a damn.